This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Coming up next hour on our show, we're going to give away, as we count it down to our final broadcast, it's Friday. Friday's the last live show, the last radio show that will ever be created here by the Phil Hendry Show. And from that point forward, you can access our show, its archives, the years and years and years and years of material that we produced via our website at www.philhendryshow.com. And you have to get a backstage pass, but it's going to be worth it. If you register there today, tonight, go over to the website, give us your email information, give us your contact information. We want to keep you updated on the things that we've got planned throughout the summer. But on Friday, our last show, and next hour, we're going to give away, we're going to do a trivia contest. It's the easiest way to do this, but it's going to be Phil Hendry Show Trivia. And the winner, the person who gets each question correct, are we going to give away one notebook per question? Yeah. You will win one of my show notebooks. Now, these are the notebooks that I kept, that I literally prepped the show in. I would scribble thoughts, scribble ideas. I don't know. It may not be worth much to a lot of people, but people who are fans of the show might want to have it. In fact, before the program, I wrote down on the cover of it. I autographed the cover of it, and I wrote down the years or the year that it covers. In fact, there's one that is from the year 1993. I bought this thing in this notebook. Well, I'll tell you later. So anyway, stick around for that if you want to. And we also are going to give away a poster used for promotions with the station. It's a pretty cool poster. It says Phil Hendry Show. It's me washing a car, and at the bottom it says Savvy. You got to have that. You got to have that, baby. All right, 1-800-449-8686, our number. Now, let me bring on Chris Norton. Chris is a 28-year-old telemarketer from Redondo Beach, California, who's written a book called How to Break Up with a Woman, Tough but Effective Ways. Chris, welcome to the program.
It's a great pleasure, Mr. Henry, to be on your program. And I want to join in all the people who wish you well in your next career moves. It's been great listening to you.
Thank you very much. Now, Chris, you wanted to make something very clear when I talked to you before the show. You said these are very, very tough ways to break up with a woman, but necessary, and they may not be for all guys. Can you describe that?
Yeah, the reason why I say they may not be for all guys, it's hard to say what I'm about to say without people thinking that you're egotistical, but I am I was with very good looks. I'm very good looking. Women find me attractive, and I have had, as a result, I haven't really had that much of a problem attracting women in my life. And you get into, you get into romances, you get into a relationship, and sometimes it's very difficult to break it off with a woman because she is attracted to you. On top of the fact that I am very good looking, as I do emanate a level of sexual energy, and there's a sexuality that I think women are attracted to. So eventually, when you have been going out with her for a few weeks or a month or so on, you want to move on, and you don't want her to get too crazy on you, and that can be anything from attempting suicide to, letting the air out of the tires in your car. I mean, it's all been tried with me, believe me. So I came up with the idea of writing this book that gives guys who are, good looking, I mean, guys who are particularly good looking, or a woman will find it difficult to break up with you because you're good looking, and also because of the sexual energy that you may have. These are ways to break up with a woman where she's not going to become a basket case, I guess you could say, and she's going to accept it, accept your decision to break up with her.
So, all right, so if a woman becomes really, really attached to you, and you have and you don't want to break up with her for fear she's going to attempt suicide, or
well, it's not necessarily suicide. If she's going to become irrational. I mean, a lot of women will become irrational if they are with a guy who is very good looking and who has given them good sex. They'll become attached and have a hard time accepting it. So these are ways that you can tell a woman, I can't really see you anymore. Now, they're pretty harsh, and they're not all true. I hope that they're not all true, but I have found these to be the best ways. And in the book, we go about telling you how to present this.
All right. A woman, you know, you don't have to be really good looking for a woman to be attached to you. I'm not a particularly good looking guy, and I've had to deal with that psycho thing you're talking about.
Well, but that's because you're a celebrity, and women, that's a whole other thing. You know, women will become very attached to celebrities too, you know, but if you're a person who is not known in the public, but you are known in different bars, you're known in different cocktail lounges, and your reputation gets out, as mine did, women are attracted to the sexuality, and they, if you want to break up with them, they do not want to accept it, you know.
All right. The first one here, you got the easiest way to break it off with a woman is to say, you have something here about violence against women?
It's probably one of the most effective ways to tell a woman that you can't see her anymore is to tell her that you've got a history of violence against women. Now, it's pretty harsh.
Oh, my God.
It really is. It's really harsh, but no women, even if the sass is good. And there are some women who will stay with you even if you say that you have a history of beating women because the sass is the best sass they've ever had. But I'm saying that in the short term, you can say to them, I really cannot continue this relationship with you because I have been convicted of violence against women. And women will, if she's still in a rational frame of mind, that's going to get her to think,
I shouldn't be with this guy.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, but like I said, if the sass is good, is really good. In my case, the sass is good, and I have to keep, this one girl, I had to keep saying it. All right, you want to stay with me, that's fine, but I have beaten women, and I've messed up a few. I've messed up a few women, and finally this one girl broke up with me.
Let me, just for the record, you've never beaten a woman?
No, sir, no, I haven't, never. But that's what you have to say.
All right, our number here, 1-800-449-8686. Chris Norton is the author of the book, How to Break Up with a Woman, Harsh but Effective Methods. And Chris, you say you're a handsome guy. You are a man that women are attracted to. You exert, as you put it, a sexual energy. And so you've had a difficult time in the past breaking up with women to the point where you've had to come up with some of these. Have you had women turn violent on you?
Yeah, I've had it in my earlier years. I mean, you have to understand, I'm not proud of this, but I started to have sex when I was, you know, in my early teens. And today, I'm kind of amused when I see these news stories about teachers having sex with their students. I mean, I had sex. My first sexual experience was with a woman who was, I was 13. She was 32.
Wow.
Yeah. And the sex for her was so good, even though I was only 13. She started to go a little psycho on me, and I had to have my mom and my dad step in. And I was also sent away for 2 summers to a military academy after that. So it wasn't the best way to, you know, break into the sexual world, you know. But I am very good looking.
And was your mother a model, or your father?
No, my father and my mother were just normal people. I mean, my father was actually a baker. He had a bakery shop, and my mother ran. She was a timer for drag races out at Irwindale Raceway. She was the clock keeper at Irwindale. My father had a bakery shop.
So your mother was the timekeeper for drag races?
Yeah, she worked for the NHRA and at Irwindale Raceway for, like, as long as I can remember when I was. And then my father had a bakery shop in Duarte, California.
So your father's a baker and your mother, I wonder how those two people got together.
Well, again, it was, you know, I have a feeling, and they never told me, but probably the sexuality, you know, was...
All right, okay. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Chris Norton on how to break up with women. The other one here that you... Well, you've got a number of them here. Explain B, because it's... You say harsh. This is harsh.
Well, I mean, the most effective way to break up with a woman is to tell her that you have AIDS. Now, I understand AIDS is a deadly disease, and I'm not trying to make light of it, but you have to understand something. You can only use this excuse if you've had sex with her using a rubber.
And can we use the word condom?
I'm sorry?
Could we use the word condom?
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. Because if you've had unprotected sex with her and then you say, I have AIDS, she has reason to go to the police, and then you have to prove that you don't have AIDS. And hopefully you don't. I mean, I don't. I know that. So that is the reason that's only going to...
That could scare somebody to death, though, couldn't it?
Well, yeah, but you're only saying it to a woman who you've... you know, had pretentious sex with. and say, I really can't be with you no more. I've got HIV, or however you want to put it. You know, I've got the HIV.
The HIV? HIV?
Yes, sir. And most women, again, who are sane, are going
to
say no.
All right, before we go to our break, you're saying most women who are sane. But if she's irrational, she's irrational, right?
She gets irrational if you break up with her without a good reason. Like, if you just say to a woman, you know what, it's been really nice, but I got to move on. I got other things I want to do with my life. They'll go wild all over top of you. But if you say, hey, I love you, but I've beaten women, almost beyond recognition, then that'll chill them out, And I've used all of them.
All right, the next one, and we'll get to it after our break, has to do with a birth defect that you inherited. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. On the line with me here is Chris Norton, and we're talking about the book he's written called How to Break Up with a Woman, Harsh but Effective Methods. One of them, tell her you've been convicted of violence against women and she can't stay with you, otherwise you'll wind up beating her, or that you have AIDS. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
You know, a lot of women find me very sassy.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
And all that stuff, but I'm trying, Eventually, I do want to produce adult movies.
Do you have a lot of adult films?
I've got one of the largest collections of adult films on the West Coast, and a lot of my experience with women came from women who I would audition for some of the films we're doing. But
all right, but that's not either here nor there. I mean, we're talking about how to break up with a woman who you want to break up with. But why not just say to her, I want to break up with you, and let it go at that?
Again, I'm coming from the standpoint, Mr. Henry, of being a man who, for better or for worse, I was born, I'm very, very good looking. And I have I'm very hot. I have a great, strong sense of, sex. And because of my looks and because of the way I give it good to a woman, I mean, she's not about to walk out on a good thing. I mean, she's not going to say bye, to that. So you've got to give her a good reason.
All right, reason number D here. What is the name of this disease? Ectrodactyl?
It's ectrodactyl is an inherited birth defect that affects the hands and the feet. It's almost always genetic. It does miss a generation sometimes. One of the things you can say to a woman that you want to break up with, and this is, like I said, this is pretty harsh.
Are you going
to
tell her that you have this?
No. Well, you say that you have it genetically, and that any offspring that you and she have is going to get born with flippers for hands. I mean, I don't really know, but that's kind of what it is. So
you tell her that if she and you get married.
If the two of you get married and you have offspring, they would be born with the ectrodactyl. And that's a...
Where did you find this disease?
I read about it in an article I was reading about someone who had it, and I thought that I would incorporate that in the book because I had also tried it too on a young lady who I'd met, and she was very beautiful. She was also very religious, and it took a long time for me to sort of break through this kind of religious moral stance that she had, and we finally did wind up having sex. Well, we had sex, and it was, for her, it was probably the best sex she ever had. Well, I knew also that she'd want to marry me, because in her religion, you can't have sex with a guy unless you marry him. So I had to say to her, I want to marry you too. I mean, I love you very much, but I have ectrodactyl. And she said, well, what is that? And I said, it's a genetic, it's in my genes, and a kid, if we have a kid, and I would love to have kids with you. I mean, you really got to kind of...
You're laying it on thick, aren't you?
Well, you have to. Otherwise, this is a girl with a religious background who's just had the best sex of her life. That is the absolute profile of a woman that's going to carve your furniture up with a knife. A woman who comes from a very devoutly religious background, who just gave it up for the best sexuality she's ever had, she'll carve it up. She'll carve you and your furniture. And so, and if you get her pregnant, no way is she going to go down for the carve job. So you've got to.
What do you mean by a carve job? I'm sorry.
I meant an abortion. But I mean, so the point I'm making is, if you tell her you've got ectrodactyl, or not pterodactyl, it's called ectrodactyl,
What is this? It's a genetic, I understand it's a birth defect, correct?
Yes, sir, it is.
And it comes down to the genes?
Yeah.
And what is the physical effect?
It is a birth defect that causes your feet to be flipper-like and your hands, too. I mean, everything's all fused up.
So you told this girl, I have this disease and our children will have this?
Yes, I did.
Did it work?
Yes, it did, yeah. I mean, she still called me for about 6 months afterwards, but I slowly but surely she didn't, you know, because I kept telling her, you know, I really do care about you, but... You know, I got the electrodactyl.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Let's go to Gene. Gene, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Gene?
Yes?
Go ahead, ma'am. You're on the air.
Okay. Hello?
You may have your radio turned up, dear, so just turn your radio down.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Well, this is the first time I've ever heard this program. And I'm sorry, what is the gentleman's name who wrote the book?
My name is Chris Morton.
Vince Morton?
Chris.
Oh, Chris Morton?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what I would like to say to you is that I really feel sorry for you. I feel that you are actually on the same line as a sociopath. It sounds like you collect women... And you use them, and you... It sounds like there's more to it than what you're sharing on the radio program. It sounds
What do you think is more to it? I mean, I'm just saying that there are... Well, I mean, I don't know what...
Well,
what
I think you're a person who doesn't
what
have a conscience.
What's your question, Gene?
What's your question? I mean... I'm trying to break up with these girls in a way that's not going to break their hearts. I mean, I could just say to them, you know, I don't want to see you no more, okay? And I've had women break into my apartment, follow me around, a lot of stuff like that. And well, you can believe me or not. I don't really care. I'm just telling you. This book's really for men. It's not even for me. I don't even know why I'm talking to a woman. But the fact is I'm not trying to do anything other than make it easy for them to emotionally, you know, get unconnected to me.
Mm-hmm.
By telling them horrific things like you've been convicted of violence against women, you have AIDS.
Yeah, I mean, look, it may be a lie, but it's better than them carving my furniture up, which I did have one bitch.
Right.
I mean, not bitch, but I had this one bitch do it. I mean, she carved up my furniture.
Right. Well, first of all,
good news for you, Gene, though. I doubt very much if I'm ever going
to... Why do you refer to a woman as a bitch? I mean, you obviously don't have any respect for women.
No, I have a lot of respect for women.
Uh-huh. Do you have any respect for yourself?
Yeah, I love myself.
Do you? It doesn't sound like you love yourself.
Well, look, Gene, you ask questions like a chick that doesn't even have a snowball's chance in hell of getting in the bed with me. So, because you sound like those kind of women that try to hit on me sometimes who are like going to do the psychological thing, you know, and it's not really effective, but...
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry
not only that, you're kind of like...
I'm not interested in you.
You're kind of boring. You know, I mean, sorry, but...
Yeah.
But I did have this one... I didn't mean to say bitch, but I did have this one woman...
Uh-huh.
Who was chasing me, you know, for like weeks, and I finally told her, I've got AIDS. And that worked. She stopped.
Well, what makes you think you don't have AIDS?
Because I've been tested for it. Jesus.
You've been tested?
All right, look it.
Yeah, you ever heard of, like, having an AIDS test?
Have you ever been tested for Hep C?
Yeah. I have a physical. I have blood tests and stuff.
Okay.
This still isn't going to get you in bed with me.
One of the questions I'd like to ask is, do you realize that you're taking a risk with your life by sleeping with this many
different women? Well, I don't even know who you are, you know. Like, are you a doctor or a preacher or, like, what, you know, or do you just bang a lot of guys? Or,
will you come on, man?
Well, she's, like, sitting there, oh, do you know you're taking a risk with your life? See, you got this whole passive-aggressive thing that I've seen before, which is really, like, predictable, but it's okay. I'd love to get you this.
What do you? Why do you?
You know, there is one good reason to get AIDS. That's if I had it, I'd go to bed with you.
All right, that's aggressive.
Yeah, at least it's not passive. At least not passive aggressive. Pretending like you don't care when you do.
That's very aggressive, and that's a threat.
Pretending
like you threatened me on national radio. I don't know if it's national or not, but national radio.
It's called a radio.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
National radio.
Well, here, you know what else I do? That if I went out with you, then I would beat you and throw you from the car. That's a threat.
Oh, my God. Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686.
Bitch.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Yeah, I don't mean that, though.
Well, I mean, look, it doesn't matter how much a caller may make you angry, Mr. Norton, to say you'd beat her and throw her out of your car.
Well, you know...
I mean, I heard the way you talked to that last caller.
She was saying that I was a sociopath and everything like that.
Do you know what that is?
Do I know what is?
Do you know what a sociopath is?
It's some guy who's like a psycho or something like that.
Well, a sociopath is somebody that has no conscience. Okay? Do you consider yourself somebody with no conscience?
Mr. Henry, all I'm talking about is the book, what I wrote, and I'm not...
Let's get off your book for just a second here.
The people who booked me on your show and the people at the Speakers Bureau that have booked me on the different radio shows want me to talk about my book, which is how to break up with a woman that, you know, harsh but clean. And I've tried to bring to my life, I mean, I've tried to bring the book my life stories.
No, but I want to just ask you, do you think you have a conscience?
Do I think I have a conscience? I mean, that's pretty obvious that I do. Because I have, you know, I care for these women, and...
Well, you care for them for... What's the longest you've ever been with a woman?
I've stayed with women for... You know, I had a relationship this past winter. I've stayed with I was with her for a month, 2 months, but I mean...
Well, traditionally, it's not a very long time, you know?
Well, you have to understand how it is to be me. I'm very good looking. I do have sexuality. And if I tie up with one woman, I got 5, 6, 7 other women who are banging on the door waiting to take their turn. And I'm trying to be kind, and sometimes I'm too kind. And so they want to marry me. Okay, fine. They want to marry me. How do I get rid of them without saying, get out of my apartment? I mean, I know guys that'll say, okay, thanks a lot for the good time, but get out of my apartment. Oh, can I have a ride home? No. I think there's a bus line that runs by the front of my house, though. I mean, I know guys that'll do that, you know. And if you ask me if I have a conscience, yeah, I have a conscience, because I will say to them, you know, I don't want to hurt their feelings, so I have to come up with some ideas, and these are, I wrote down on the book, so the guys have them, you know.
All right, what is this one, and then we'll get back to some phone calls. Tell her you don't really have any money, and your only true love in your life is your mother.
Yeah, that's a good one, because that's when they start to think maybe you're gay, and also...
Yeah, but if you make good love to a woman, what does she care whether you're gay or not?
What? I mean, the sex that women have with me is good, yeah, but the next day, you can say, I don't have any money, you know, and I won't be able to, like, buy you, the stuff you think you're going to get bought it for you, and I live with my mom, you know. In other words, you try to make yourself sound like the biggest, you know, loser that there was ever, that had ever been born. And that also is very effective. You have to understand, I'm just trying to help guys who are hot looking like me, and women are climbing all, women climb on it, and then they want to, like, be, you know, with you for the rest of your life, and you got to cut her loose and move on to greener pastures.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me go over to Megan. Hello, Megan. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Chris Norton, who's written a book, How to Break Up with a Woman, Harsh But Easy Methods. Go ahead.
Hi. I would just like to say that I don't really find it very offensive that, you know, I understand that he doesn't want to hurt people's feelings. I don't think the AIDS thing is a good one, because especially if you've already, made love to the woman.
Well, no. I don't use
that's
that.
That's kind of low down.
I don't use that with any woman that I haven't worn a rubber with.
Oh, okay.
So in other words, if you wore a rubber, and they say, oh, and I have AIDS. Well, she knows that you wore rubber, so...
And I'd like you to use...
I didn't know anybody called them rubbers.
I know.
Anymore.
I'd like you to use the word condom, if you don't mind.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm in a condom, so... But anyway, if you use a condom, then she knows she's okay, but she's not about to... You know, she doesn't want to have sex with you again, you know?
Oh, and I also want to tell you that you're breathing really loud into the microphone. You're on the radio,
I don't have a microphone. I got a telephone.
You're breathing really loud into the telephone, and you can hear it over the radio.
Whatever, so I'm not supposed to breathe, I don't understand.
What, is his breathing audible to you, Natalie? Or no, Megan, I'm sorry, is his breathing...
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's very audible. I just wanted, because I mean,
well,
kind of.
Can I ask the host a question?
Go ahead.
Am I supposed to stop breathing because this poobah just wants me to?
What do you mean, poobah? Would you just speak to the women who come on my program, Mr. Norton, with a little bit of respect? In your life, you can do what you want.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
I haven't even really said anything negative to you. I was actually trying to be helpful, so you didn't look
me,
so stupid.
Like, you're telling me don't breathe? Is that what you're telling me?
Please stop breathing. Only speak.
I just thought maybe you could... anything you're saying. I mean, I'm just trying to follow you here. You know?
I just thought maybe you might want to know that it's very loud. So.
I got to tell you something. I've had a million conversations with women in bar, and like the Rusty Pelican, Josh Slocum's, you name it, with women just like you. And this is a technique. This is your way of coming on to me.
Oh yeah.
It is. I mean,
that's
look.
Right.
First of all, by calling me, it's like you sat down on the bar stool next to me, and now you're like turning over again. Did you know that you have this?
I actually kind of felt sorry for you.
Yeah. Well, whatever. I mean, whatever brings you over to the bar stool, and I haven't even gotten up yet. You know, to go to the bathroom or to drain the lizard or anything.
Oh man, drain the lizard.
You should be if you're really that good looking, you should be a model.
What makes you think I haven't done that?
I don't know, because you probably
I've acted in adult films.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, so I think that probably just, tells the story right there,
Yeah, because they're always really good looking.
This is like so textbook, Mr. Henry. I mean, I get a million of these skanks sitting down next to me at the...
There you go again with skank, pooba, bitch. This program, you've rolled out every kind of demeaning term for a woman.
Well, I think he's just doing it for attention.
I'm sorry. No, you're the one that sat down next to me. Next thing, you know what you should say now? Can I buy you a drink? Say it. Come on, I just want to hear you say it, because I know you... If I met you in a bar, that's what you say.
Like, okay, first of all, I'm a lesbian, so I wouldn't be in the bar hitting
on me. Yeah, Roger.
So.
Yeah. Lesbian? Not for long.
Not once
you trip back to Chris's crib.
Not once you trip back to Chris's crib.
Mm-hmm. Now it's all a big challenge, huh?
Yeah.
I don't think so. No, but actually, I just wanted to tell you that you're breathing really loud into the phone, and
I think you already did that. I mean, you've been on the phone with me now for 5 minutes. I mean, what do you want, I mean, want me to take you back to my convertible?
Ew.
Want me to go ahead and put your legs right up over the rearview mirror?
As long as you have a rubber.
You know, I think you better tell your girlfriend you're on the phone with a dude. Otherwise, she might beat you tonight.
Oh, yeah, she does that all the time.
She might put on her work pants and start pounding on you.
That's right.
She might unlatch the keys from the chain on her belt and just whip you with them.
Dude, you are snorting and everything. Yeah, hold on for a minute, Megan. I gotta...
Well, that's because I gotta sign it.
Yes, just hold on. 1-800-449... Guys, like all... God. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Fattier than 7 shades of your favorite dung.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Chris Norton joins me here. I got Natalie on the line. It was Megan. Hi, Megan. Hang on for just a moment. Megan, you there with us or are you gone?
Yes, I'm here.
You're here. And Natalie, hi. Are you there? Natalie?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Natalie and Megan and Chris, you're there.
Yeah, I'm ready. Am I going to be talking to? Who am I talking to?
Well, I got Natalie and Megan on the line, and I'm bringing on these two women because we don't have a lot of time, but I want them to hear this. This is from your book, and I guess you've got this 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Well, Mr. Renner, if you're going to take stuff random out of my book, I mean, you take it out of context,
This isn't out of context. This is one of the things that's listed here. I don't know who did I just lose? Is Natalie there? Megan, are you there?
I'm here, yes.
Okay, so I just lost Natalie. All right. Okay, fine. So we're going to bring on Robin then. Robin, you there?
I'm here.
All right. You say to tell the woman you've got, you call it a raging case of crabs.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. Now, you tell me what woman wants to stay, in a relationship with you if you've got crabs. And you have to take, and you basically have to wash your clothes in gasoline. And your sheets. And your curtains. And the good thing about that is she goes from being all in love with you to being very...
disgusted.
Yeah, basically.
And you don't care.
No. Why would I care if I'm breaking up with her? I mean, that's the whole point.
But the fact of the matter is, if you were honest with these women in the first place, none of them would have sex with you.
What do you mean honest with them? I don't lie to them.
You told women that you had no interest in a relationship, that you were just using them for sex, and that you were moving on to the bigger, better deal, none of them would be with you for sex.
Wait a minute.
And you're not honest with them. You have to lie and be deceitful to even get them in bed in the first place.
Well, first of all, you're a lesbian, so you're telling a man.
I'm so sorry, sweetheart. I'm not.
You just told me you were.
No, that was Megan. Next caller.
Who?
That was Megan. Megan's on the line with you here.
Which one's
Megan?
Natalie
Robin from
Scottsdale. Robin's a lesbian or Megan's a lesbian? Megan's
Robin,
a lesbian.
Sorry.
Okay. Well, wait a minute. What woman asks you when she buys you a drink, she goes, hi, I'm going to buy you a drink. Would you have a relationship with me? I mean, what?
There's no woman on earth that's going to have sex with a man and get into a relationship like you're talking about without thinking there's a future. Women trade sex for comfort, relationships, long-term. Women don't trade sex for fun.
That's a good point, Chris.
I think it's a good point if you're talking about the average man, but women are attracted to me on account of the sass. My sexual energy.
All you have to do is open your mouth, and any woman that listened to how you really talk like you are tonight, if you talk like this in a bar, no woman would go home with you.
Are you kidding? I mean, do you want their phone numbers so you can check on? I mean.
Let me ask you something, Chris. Do you have sex with women every day?
Every day? I mean, I have girlfriends constantly, yeah.
Are they
and
idiots?
Do they all think you're going to run off and get married, or do they think they're in a relationship with you?
Well,
do they know about each other?
Once I find out that they, hey Megan, are you still on the line to find out how to treat women or something? I mean, I don't know why she's. Anyway, once
I'm being polite and not interrupting, unlike you.
What?
All right, finish what you're going to say.
Well, once they find out, I don't want to have a relationship with them. I don't know what the ladies asked me.
If you were honest up front, there's no woman that would have sex with you.
Well, what am I supposed to say to them?
If you were honest and open your mouth in the beginning.
What am I supposed to say? Well, before we have sex, I just want you to know I don't want to have no relationship.
I'll be honest with you. I've dated for 3 years, and yeah, a lot of guys do say that. And there are a lot of women that do take them up on it. There's no need for games and lies and deceit and making up that you have HIV or webbing between your fingers. There's no need for all the BS if you're just honest. Because there are women that are out there just for sex, just like you are.
Wait a second.
And there are women that are, yeah, absolutely.
I did.
Absolutely.
Can I just interrupt you? Hey, Megan, why don't you take the dill out of your mouth and join the conversation?
Now that will you watch your language?
Well, I don't know why she's just, she's like this lesbian in the corner listening to everything we're saying.
That's right.
You're changing the subject.
Listen
you're
to
not...
her. She's all like the little Nazi lesbian, waiting to, have me taken off to stud farm and beaten.
Robin's point for your sperm donation. My girlfriend.
You're
and I
deceitful
are
about
to,
intention.
Robin's point here, Chris, is that be honest with a woman. You know, we're about to be intimate here. Can I tell you something? I'm really not interested in a relationship.
Can I tell you something? If you say that to a woman, guess what? She's gonna go, oh, okay, and then she's gonna leave.
You know, you're wrong. There are a percentage of women that are out for sex just like men, and there are a percentage of women that are out for a relationship. And you're deceiving the ones that are out for true intimacy.
Yeah, the ones who are out for sex are usually the ones that are attracted to me.
So you find them, fool them, forget them.
I find that there's an F in between find and
yes,
fool.
Yes, there certainly is,
oh,
but I was
geez.
Being too polite
yeah.
to say it.
So you kind of, you didn't get it right. But what's wrong with saying that I've got the dactyl?
You've got what?
Ectrodactyl.
You're being deceitful. That's the whole point.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
If you have to lie to get a woman into bed, what kind of guy are you?
I didn't lie to get her
to the table.
You don't understand. I didn't lie to get her into bed. I lied to get her out of my life.
No, you lied to get her into bed. If you were really yourself, there's no woman on earth that would go out with the guy we're talking to tonight. No self-respecting woman with any self-esteem would go out with you.
Well, who says I go out with self-respecting women? I go out with women that are hot. I go out with women who have large chest, large pants.
Self-respecting women. In Scottsdale, Arizona, it is the land of the beautiful people, baby.
Can I tell you something? I go out with women who have large cans, tight butts, great legs, beautiful faces, and like to have sex.
And you think that they're out to be deceived and lied to and fooled?
Well, I don't know, but you're talking about some people that, are like you. They hang around with you and your tennis crowd. You know, the more you talk, Robin, the more Megan keeps touching herself. So just keep talking.
Okay, you know what? I don't want to let these ladies in for this insulting any longer.
They're the ones that are insulting me. Robin's talking and Megan's fantasizing.
All right, look. I have to take a break. I appreciate Natalie and Robin, both of you, or I mean Megan and Robin, both of you.
You can't even get their names right. You guys think Mr. Henry's so great, he forgets your name in 2 minutes. And you think, I'm a screw, I'm scum.
I'm not looking to be in a relationship with Mr. Henry.
Mr. Henry.
Where are you?
Hey, Megan. Megan wants... Hey, Megan.
Yes?
Now, you eat a box lunch, right?
No.
You just said you did.
All right, get out of here. Megan and Robin, thank you very much for your call this evening. And
for a tape recording of this, Megan, just send a self-addressed stamped envelope.
All right, thank you. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Why don't you ask Mommy to scoop you an extra helping of dumb tonight?
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Final call. We got Vione on with Chris Norton. Go ahead, Vione. Vione? Oh, no, that's Natalie. Vione? Vione, go ahead, hon.
Vione?
Yeah, go ahead. You're on the air.
I just have a quick question. I just want to know if this guy has any positive male influences in his life, female influences in his life.
Do I have any positive male influences or female?
Female. I'm sorry, female.
Yeah, Jenna Jameson is very positive for me. Christy Canyon, Candy Samples, you know, Kid Natividad.